Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Anna.
And today, Anna, it's our second day looking at the TLC television show Project Runway.
决战时装伸展台。
That's right, the most popular fashion clothes designing reality TV competition show on TV. It's kind of weird to say it's the most popular, because are there other ones?I've never seen another clothes designing competition.
好像没有。
They have model competitions.
Right, I know model competitions.
They have hair competitions,、makeup competitions. I've even seen a dog hair competition show, but、wow. not another one where they make clothes like Project Runway.、
But, and you know, you're saying that's why it's...Lasting for
I don't
a
know. I don't know. It's, I think, I remember when it started, even the people making the show were surprised how popular it was.、Because most people, you know, we can watch a show about a travel competition、
right.
show. And、
right.
you can watch that and go, oh, I've traveled. I've、been there. That's interesting. But most people, we don't make clothes. Do you、
we、
know、
don't.
How to make clothes?
Oh, I
don't
know
how、
don't.
To make clothes. But it seems millions of people all around the world like to watch other people making clothes, which you would think is kind of a boring thing to do, right?
But that's fun.
Making clothes. But yeah, people really like it. And I have to admit, I've watched this show a few times.
Really? Do、
yeah.
you like the show?
Well, I think because it's something we don't know anything about. Maybe that's why people like it. Because we buy clothes, we wear clothes, but how do you actually make a shirt?、A lot of people don't know this, so maybe that's why.
With challenges.
With challenges.
Right.
That's right. All right. Well, let's check out our article. Reading.
Project Runway.
In the episode, Starving Artist...The nine remaining contestants have to start from scratch. Instead of being given a budget to purchase materials, they need to earn money by selling handmade t-shirts on the street. In teams of three, the designers use their creative abilities to make plain white shirts more attractive. They also have to use their sales skills to catch the attention of busy pedestrians. This unique task is only the beginning.The main challenge awaits. Use the money they've earned on the street to buy fabric for their final designs. Each team must create two autumn outfits, including at least one jacket. Project Runway shows that what happens behind the curtain of the fashion industry is not always glamorous. Designers on the show struggle with the stress of meeting deadlines for the challenges and outperforming others.They want to earn respect for their art and further their careers. And for the remaining designers, the best way to meet these goals is to make it to this season's final competition and come out on top.
Okay, today we're going to look at one episode of the Project Runway show. The episode we're looking at, this one is called The Starving Artist.And in this episode, the nine remaining contestants, so remember, it starts with 16, so already seven have had to leave the show because they lost. So there's nine left, nine people left. They have to start from scratch. When you start from scratch, that means you start from the very beginning. You have no help. We often use this term when we're talking about making things. If you make a cake from scratch, that means you do everything. Everything. You don't buy something that helps you make the cake. No, you make everything by yourself from the very beginning, from scratch.、And it's our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
So much trouble.
Hey, what's wrong? You sound stressed out.
It's my mother's birthday present. I made her this great cake, but when I wasn't looking, my cat ate it.
Wow. So you have to start from scratch to make another one?
No, my cat didn't scratch the cake. She ate it.
To start from scratch means to start over completely.
Oh, so start from scratch means 从头开始。Yep, I have to start from scratch and bake another cake. Now that I think of it, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can you help me bake a cake?
Sure. Go buy the ingredients and then we can start from scratch.
所以其实如果什么东西从头开始的话就是 do something from scratch， 那真的还蛮困难的耶。那到底谁要从头开始呢？我们知道因为这个节目一开始都是 16 designers， 16个设计师开始比，然后一关一关的把 designers 刷下来，剩下的9个 remaining 还在的剩下的 contestant，比如说啦，有一集 episode 它的标题呢就是 Starving Artist， 就要他们从头开始做衣服，不给他们东西耶。
Instead of being given a budget to purchase materials, they need to earn money by selling handmade t-shirts on the street. Whoa, okay, so they don't get a budget. Normally on the show, they give them some money and then they use that to buy the things to make the clothes, to purchase things to make the clothes or materials. To purchase is just another word for buy. But in this one, in this episode, they have to earn that money. They have to make the money first before they can go out and buy their materials. How do they earn the money? They sell handmade t-shirts on the street. Well, hand and made, you see there in this word, it's something that is made by hand. It's not made by a machine or a robot. It's made by a person using their hands. So handmade clothes will be more expensive than clothes made by a machine.
That's right. 所以我刚刚其实说不给他们东西的意思是不给他们一些原本的原料，甚至是不给他们钱，因为要钱才能够买布料啊，然后买其他需要的东西。好，所以接下来这句话我在一开始的时候看到的是 instead of 介系词后面加名词或动词 ing， 并没有哦，并没有被给予一个预算 a budget。这个预算要干什么呢 ？To buy, to purchase 是要用来买 materials， 买一些原料的。他们到底要怎么样赚钱呢？他们啊是要借由卖自己亲手制作的 handmade T-shirts， 在街上卖，卖了赚钱之后呢，才会有钱来做他们所要的东西。
In teams of three, the designers use their creative abilities to make plain white shirts.More attractive. Okay, so they work with other people. Three people work together, teams of three. And then they use their creative abilities. Well, they're fashion designers. They have to be creative. They have to think of new styles, new ways to make clothes. Here, though, it's difficult because they're given just plain, normal, boring white shirts.And they have to take those shirts and make them more attractive. Something attractive is something you will like, something that's pretty or beautiful or something like that. Because, of course, they have to sell them and they can't just sell boring white shirts.
所以其实他们要自己做 T-shirt, 当然不是说呢从头到尾来去缝补，不是那个意思，而是给他们白 T-shirt, 上面是素的，没有任何花纹，没有任何设计的。这个没有花纹朴素素面的在英文当中用的这个形容词叫做 plain, P-L-A-I-N, 那么这个字甚至又可以用来形容人的长相，如果人的长相是 plain, 就表示说不是很漂亮的意思。好 ,anyways, 他们呢这个三个人一组 in teams of three, 所以三个设计师呢就要特别的设计 T-shirt, 让 T-shirt 变得比较吸引人 attractive,才能够卖钱咯。
They also have to use their sales skills to catch the attention of busy pedestrians. So they're selling these shirts on the street to people walking down the street. A person walking down the street can also be called a pedestrian.
Pedestrian, 所以要在街上卖 T-shirt 嘛，当然是卖给路人啊，在街上走的行人就叫做 pedestrian。
This unique task is only the beginning. The main challenge awaits. If something awaits, it's waiting for you. So the main job, the main competition is still waiting. What is that? Use the money they've earned on the street, selling the T-shirts, to buy fabric for their final designs. Okay, well that's what they normally do on the show. They normally get money, they're given money,to buy fabric. That's what clothing designers need to make clothes. Fabric, or another word would be cloth, C-L-O-T-H, is the basic stuff that they will then cut and sew and put together to make a dress, a skirt, a shirt, a sweater, whatever. So when we talk about things like cotton or wool or nylon, we're talking about fabrics. It comes in different colors and different sizes, but it's all cut up to make clothes out of.
所以其实我刚刚听到几个关键字，比如说 cotton, nylon, 或者是 wool, 那就是棉啊，或者是尼龙啊，甚至羊毛啊，这些东西它们所缝出来的就是所谓的布料。布在英文当中我们常会用 cloth, C-L-O-T-H, 但是现在还可以看这个字叫做 fabric。那我们提布料干什么呢？我们刚刚不是说他们要卖 T-shirt 赚钱吗？赚了钱之后才能够去买他们需要的 fabric, 布料。好，所以其实啊，卖 T-shirt 还不是真正的 challenge, 主要的 challenge, 我们看到主要的这个形容词叫做 main, M-A-I-N, 主要的，比较大的，其实更大更主要的 challenge 在这里等哦， await,不及物动词就是等待的意思。
Each team must create two autumn outfits, including at least one jacket. Okay, an outfit is a group of clothes that you wear together because they look nice together. So we're not talking about a skirt or a shirt or a pair of shoes. We might be talking about, for example, a black skirt, a red shirt,a red pair of shoes and a red belt. If you wear all of those things together, it looks really nice. It's all the clothes you need. And it's sort of like a group or a combination, a team of clothes. That would be an outfit.
所以其实 outfit 就是身上穿的一整套的衣服，包括上身穿的跟下身穿的，甚至是一些搭配的配件，全部都穿好之后呢，才叫做 outfit。那现在呢，在这一集节目当中，每一个队伍啊，都至少要创造出来，不是至少，根本就是 must, 必须要创造出两套的 autumn outfits, 秋天的衣服 ,including 包含 at least, 至少One jacket, 要有一件外套哦。
Interesting. So that means they have to sell a lot of T-shirts because they'll have to buy a lot of fabric. Wow, that's not easy. But Project One Runway, it says, shows that what happens behind the curtain of the fashion industry is not always glamorous. That's true. The fashion industry, the fashion business, a lot of people think it's glamorous. It's kind of sexy and exciting because there's beautiful models and lots of people taking pictures and, you know, rich, famous people who live in Paris. But it's not always glamorous. It's a lot of hard work, too.
所以其实啊 ,Project Runway, 其实它有一些教育意义。因为它真正的教育意义是我们常常会觉得 fashion industry,好像蛮光彩的光鲜亮丽的这个光鲜亮丽在英文当中就会用这个字 glamorous 它就是比一般来说还更 charming 更迷人然后更吸引人光鲜亮丽的意思但是这个节目其实凸显出啊在 fashion industry 的 curtain 的布幕的背后其实并不是我们想象的那么 glamorous
Designers on the show struggle with the stress of meeting deadlines for the challenges and outperforming others. It's not easy. If something's not easy, you might have to struggle. All right? To struggle is kind of like to fight. So they're not fighting other people, like hitting them. They're fighting all of the different difficult things they have to do. They have to work quickly. They have to do a good job. There's other people around them all the time saying, that's really good or that's really bad. And of course, they have to do it all quickly before they run out of time. That's difficult. So you struggle with all of those things, and they still have to do better than other people. To outperform is to do better than someone. So to be the winner, you have to outperform all the other people.
对啊，所以其实所有的 designers, 他们都非常的努力 struggle, 而且要非常的挣扎，挣扎什么事呢？因为他们必须要 meet the deadlines, 在什么样的时间之内要完成什么东西，这个期限就叫做 deadline, 而且呢又要表现得比别人更好。那么表现在英文可以用 perform, 如果是前面加上 out, outperform someone, 则指的是表现得比某一个人更好的意思。
They want to earn respect for their art and further their careers. That's why they work so hard. They want people to respect them, to say, wow, you're really a good designer. And of course, since these people are quite young and they're just new to fashion, they want to further their careers. Your career is basically your job. When people ask you, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a nurse.They're talking about their career, the kind of life you have when you leave school and you start working as you get older. That's your career.
所以其实在这里的 career 呢，除了这个 job 工作的意思之外，它其实比这个工作还要稍微放长一点。它其实可以就是指的你一生当中的想要投注的一种行业或者是事业，就是你想要进去的那个行业领域，就叫做 career。
And for the remaining designers, the best way to meet these goals is to make it to this season's final competition and come out on top. So yeah, winning a show like Project One Runway could be really good for your career. Not only will you make all that money, but a lot of people will know your name.
当然这也是成名或者是往上跳的其中一种方式咯。接下来是我们的 For You Chat。
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question. Do you like working with a team? Ah, yes, on Project Runway, sometimes they have to work with other people as a team, working together to try to win. Do you like working on a team, Anna?
Well, it depends.
Ah, okay. So, yes, you do because...
Because everybody can do something they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You can share the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But why not? Why is a team not so good?
If I want to make a piece of art...
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have my own opinions.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
When you work as a team, you can't always have it your way.
You
have to listen to other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good points. How about you guys? Do you guys like to work as a team or by yourself? Why or why not?
Project Runway! In the episode, Starving Artist, the 9 remaining contestants have to start from scratch.Instead of being given a budget to purchase materials, they need to earn money by selling handmade t-shirts on the street. In teams of three, the designers use their creative abilities to make plain white shirts more attractive. They also have to use their sales skills to catch the attention of busy pedestrians. This unique task is only the beginning. The main challenge awaits...Use the money they've earned on the street to buy fabric for their final designs. Each team must create 2 autumn outfits, including at least 1 jacket. Project Runway shows that what happens behind the curtain of the fashion industry is not always glamorous. Designers on the show struggle with the stress of meeting deadlines for the challenges and outperforming others.They want to earn respect for their art and further their careers. And for the remaining designers, the best way to meet these goals is to make it to this season's final competition and come out on top.
Vocabulary Review. Handmade.
Handmade products are usually more expensive than products made by a machine. Attractive. The famous model is very attractive and has many fans. Await. The patient sat in the doctor's office and awaited the results of his health exam. Fabric. The clothes maker cut some silk fabric to make a nice dress. Struggle. Vicky struggled to finish the huge pile of homework in one night. Career. Stephen chose being a doctor as his career because he likes caring for sick people.